1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
You know that song?
No. How's it go?
Once upon a time, a girl with sunlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she... You know that song?
No. Is that... What is it? Once upon a time?
It's a lovely thing. It's called Once Upon a Time. With I think it was Engelbert Humperdinck, but it was wonderful, just wonderful.
All right. Margaret Gray is with us. Gary Condit tomorrow night on NBC will be giving an interview with Connie Chung. Margaret has a nationally syndicated newspaper column called A Little Bird Told Me. And okay, so how is the rest of the press corps feeling about Connie Chung scoring a big interview?
I'm happy for her.
You are?
I've known Connie for a long time. I'm very happy for her. I don't know her personally. I know her work. I think it was coy. I think it was very cute. I think she really, really did her homework on this one, Phil, and she scored a coup. Connie Chung interviewing Gary Condit is going to put Connie Chung back on the map. And I'm impressed. I didn't think she had it in her. I really...
Why not?
You know, she'd been off the radar for a long time.
She really had, hadn't she? I mean, Dan Rather didn't like her. She got blown out of the CBS Evening News. NBC didn't pan out for her. She got accused of all of that sort of infotainment stuff and that whole Gingrich's mother thing.
Yeah, she really... Excuse me. She really...
You know, that you could do that off the air or something, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm sorry. I was down at Chopsticks this afternoon, and I had the Szechuan chicken.
Well...
Will you forgive me?
All right, I forgive you.
All right.
Go ahead. So Connie Chung...
So Connie Chung scores the interview coup of the year. 4 years ago was O.J. Might have been something else. This year, and this year only, it's Gary Condit. And I think it was cute. I think it was coy. I think it was perfect. I loved it. I really took me by surprise, though. It really did.
Were you trying to get an interview?
Oh, there isn't anyone on the news beat that wasn't trying to get an interview with this guy, Phil. He's good-looking. He's relatively young. Very sexy. There's a dead girl, there's a gun, there's all of the elements of sex and mystery and suspense are involved in the Gary Condit story. A good-looking congressman, a dead body, a swamp, I don't know what else. All of the elements that made every classic from Dashiell Hammett to Philip Marlowe to Raymond Chandler, I should say, all of those elements are there. The dead girl...
Yeah, we got the dead girl thing. Can we get off of that? Because...
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'm a little sensitive about that. Let me ask you a question, okay?
You're very interesting.
Why?
Well, you're all very squeamish, aren't you?
Yeah, I just do the good, you know, the body, the dead body, the... You know, the woman may still be alive. Maybe she isn't. I don't know. I just would rather...
A little squeamish, aren't we? You know, Phil, in the news business, I can't afford to be squeamish.
I understand that.
I can't afford that. You can sit there and pretend you're sensitive, or maybe you are. I've got to go for facts.
I understand. Can I get back around to Gary Condit? Why is Gary Condit giving this interview to Connie Chung?
Well, I think it's very obvious, Phil. I think Gary Condit's doing it for a number of reasons. I think, first of all, Connie is, God bless her, she's Oriental. The Oriental woman is perceived by most American men as an agreeable person, someone who is going to hear their story, someone who has a good shoulder to cry on, a good person who will listen to their story. I think Connie has him believing she'll be that kind of agreeable person. And secondly, and I don't know if you're going to want to hear this, but it is so true, most American men, and especially most American white men, first of all, when you're talking about the Asian woman, you are talking about the recognized world leader in giving oral sex. And
okay, I knew we'd get around...
No, I knew you wouldn't want to hear this.
Well, what has that got to do with whether Gary Condit...
Phil, Connie Chung is Asian, yes?
Yes.
Gary Condit is like every other American man. He feels he's got an opportunity at some of the most unthinkably degrading and desperate and exciting sex that he's ever had in his life. This is the promise of mythic sex with an Asian woman. Now, Asian women, Phil, everyone knows, they are world-renowned for their ability at giving oral sex.
You know, I've been listening to you this long, just hoping that we'd get to something that I can grasp. Gary Condit is giving this interview to Connie Chung in the hopes that he's going to have a great session of oral sex from her. Is that it?
Well, I don't know. Yes. I think that is the promise, yeah. I don't think any man can resist it. And I think if you are looking for a professional grade, I'm talking about a professional strength session of oral sex, the Asian woman cannot be beat. And I'm saying that as a white woman. And believe me, it humiliates me to say it. And I'm humiliated for all the other Anglo women listening, and Latin women, and black women, that Asian women kick our asses around the block for drill when it comes to a good, solid, close by the books, professional grade session of oral sex. They kick ass.
And Gary Condit thinks he's...
And Gary Condit, for whatever reason, thinks he's going to do it.
Let's get around to Connie Chung. Has she got any intention of doing this?
Of course not.
Okay.
You really insult me.
I'm insulting you. You come on my show with this crap, okay?
How dare you? Connie Chung is not going to go in there and do that. But she's using her knowledge of what Gary Condit expects from her to get the interview. Asian women have that kind of control over white men. And I think it is so obvious, it's as plain as the nose on your face. And when you were looking for a professional grade...
Yeah, professional strength. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Connie Chung tomorrow night interviews Gary Condit on NBC. Is it NBC or ABC?
I think it's ABC, Phil.
ABC, okay. And
But I don't know. It could be NBC.
Well, what is it? Is it NBC or is it ABC?
It's ABC or NBC or CBS. It's one of the networks.
Well, that's narrowing it down. Thank you. The reason why Gary Condit is talking to Connie Chung is the same reason why any man would want to talk to an Asian woman. She's agreeable. She gives great oral sex. Can we get clear on this? Connie Chung.
Look, Phil, Asian women have redefined the word. You know the term Hummer?
Yeah, I got that, okay?
All right. You know what it means? Boom, boom with baby son.
Yes, I got that.
All right. What I'm saying is that Gary Condit is attracted to her for those reasons.
But Connie Chung is not about to degrade herself in that way.
Of course she isn't. She is a wife and a professional. But she knows what she got, as the saying goes. Phil, Connie is never going to set any records as a reporter. She's not that strong. Everyone knows it. She's been the laughing stock of the Washington Press Corps for so long. This is her opportunity. Why not use everything she's got?
Well, so long as she's not putting it out there, if Gary Condit is sick enough to expect it, I guess he's sick enough to expect it.
But Connie's aware of this, and she uses what she can. And again, if I had what she had, if I was Asian, I think I'd be scoring a lot more interviews, and that's the part that I don't think is fair. I think a lot of the Asian American and the Oriental female reporters get the story because their male subject thinks he's about to embark on some sort of Marquis de Sade nightmare of sex, some wild and just casting your inhibitions to the wind, almost changing sexes and allowing her to dominate. That's the wild fantasy.
You know, you're talking here about Asian women, right?
Yes.
The way white men think of Asian women.
Most American men, but primarily white men, yes.
I've never had this kind of goofy, goofball thing that you're talking about. You know...
Phil, I'm talking about most men. I'm not talking about you. You are not obviously typical, but when you talk about the little Asian woman and boom, boom with baby son...
Okay... I don't know what we're doing with this here. I don't know what you want to do. What do you want to do, Mike? Take phone calls? I'll give the phone number out. We're talking about Connie Chung and Gary Condit, and the whole reason why Connie Chung's getting the interview, apparently, is because Gary Condit's a white man, and we all love Oriental women. I'll admit to you that we do. I'm not about to say that it's something I'm going to, you know, throw my career away on. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Professional strength, close by the books, professional grade oral sex. That's what Asian women give out. Let me get her back on the phone for a minute. Margaret?
Yes.
Do you realize the millions of Asian American women that you're insulting?
Phil, I am not insulting them.
Yes, you are. The things you're saying insults them.
I am not insulting them. I'm saying that is the perception that you white men have. I'm not saying that Connie Chung's going to do anything. I'm saying that Gary Condit will expect it.
Well, maybe everybody's going to think that Gary Condit will expect it because he's just a pervert.
Any man would if Connie Chung came and interviewed you.
Oh, yeah, the first thing I'm going to think of is, hey, Connie, let's get to it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Margaret, I want to ask you point blank. Connie Chung is going to be interviewing Gary Condit tomorrow night.
That's correct.
Okay, is Connie Chung some kind of a slut who is offering herself up as an Asian?
No, she is not. The perception is that Asian women give it, and give it good.
Yeah, professional strength oral sex is the way you put it.
That's correct, yes. You sound very angry.
I just want to know what you're trying to say here. So Gary Condit's an idiot? He's giving her an interview because he thinks he's going to get oral sex from her?
It's possible, Phil. I'm saying the allure of being interviewed, of being in the same room with an Asian woman, is too strong for some white men to resist. That's all I'm saying. Because the fantasy is they're about to get oral sex that literally is going to make them bleed from the ears.
Good God! I mean...
I know. It's never happened to you. And...
Well, I bet you the guys that we get called on the show today and the women we get called on the show today aren't going to understand what you're saying either.
Well, you know something, Phil? I hate to tell you this. I've heard your show. I've listened to the people calling it. They're not normal. They don't have normal experiences. The people that call your show and call other talk shows are very, very abnormal and out of the mainstream. And
well, I don't know that you can make that kind of a general statement. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Connie Chung giving an interview to Gary, or Gary Condit giving an interview to Connie Chung. Here is Bill on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, hi, Phil. Thanks
yes,
for
sir.
Taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't know where you get this woman. I mean, she's just a riot. I've seen her in Kansas City listening to this lady. I mean, she's stereotyping Chinese, I mean, Asian women. Are you a white woman? Are you a white woman?
What do you know about Asian women?
Well, because I'm half Asian. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, wait a second. Are you white?
Am I white? Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty damn good looking.
I'm going to stereotype white people, dumbass, just like you are right now.
Gary Condit will probably be picturing Connie Chung in the geisha outfit. And doing all of that.
I'm going to stereotype white women dumb, just like you are.
You know, you're an Asian man, so let me stereotype you. You've got a little tiny penis.
Can we stop, okay?
Well, that's the stereotype of Asian men.
All right, can we stop?
Phil, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. The idea that Gary Condit is giving out an interview to Connie Chung... And basically saying, you know, I hope that she gives me oral sex is ridiculous.
Phil, I don't know what he's thinking. I'm thinking that most, the fact is that most white men are very much interested in Asian women because that's the fantasy. And that's why Connie Chung, I think, got this interview. And, you know, it's difficult for a lot of women to understand, but they're men. Whether their men are Latin, whether their men are white, whether their men are black, they spend a lot of days eyeing that little Asian gal, laying in bed at night with her eyes closed, imagining the little Lucy Liu, the little geisha, the little Nancy Wong. Sure, you've got yourself a red-headed woman. Sure, you've got yourself a beautiful, big Nubian princess. But what you don't know is your man is lying in bed at night, very quietly perspiring, staring at the fan, slowly spinning in the ceiling, and thinking of another time, another place. A ship, a port of call, Hong Kong maybe, U.S. Navy, 19...
What am I... Get out of here.
Phil, I am talking...
Yeah, you're giving me some bullcrap fantasy right out of Sand Pebbles. Here is Charles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I
yes,
think
sir.
That this lady making these connotations about Mr. Connick is a real idiot. I mean, come on, let's get real. Why would Mr. Connick possibly...
Do you know what his name is?
He's an educated
man. Do you know what his name is? It's Condit.
Okay, all right. If you don't play with words, that's fine. But
who cares what his name is?
Okay?
Let's just call it asshole. How about that? Would that be all right with you? Jesus. Right.
All right, well why don't you watch your language?
Would you like for this to be a one-sided conversation, or you want to do all the talking?
I want to hear what you've got to say.
Without interruption,
please. Are you going to tell me about what women are all about?
I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about an educated man.
Mr. Connick?
How could you possibly think that an educated man would have any kind of ideal that this woman would want to do that for him? I mean, that is ludicrous.
Look,
it's crazy.
But Charles, you know as well as I do that the Asian woman has always held for you white men.
Have you got a problem with sex? I mean, is that all you know how to talk about?
No, I don't have a
Somebody should introduce you to our ex-president Clinton. Y'all get along good.
Were you in the service?
Yes, I was.
All right,
I was in Vietnam.
You know as well as I do that the Asian woman gives a professional strength hummer.
I disagree with you.
Stop,
I
please.
I disagree with you.
Well,
I mean,
it happens to be true. And you know what Boom Boom with Baby song
Well, how would you know? Are you a man?
I talk to a lot of men. I talk to my husband
I'm sure the men that you talk to are well-versed.
My husband was in the Second World War, thank you very much.
Okay, and did he fight was he in an Asian country?
Occupied Japan, and they visited more than one geisha house.
Fight in Japan, excuse me. We was there, but we didn't fight. The war was over when our troops went to Japan. But in any case...
I got to interrupt you. We were in occupied Japan. Those were American troops there.
Exactly. Our troops was there, we'd already won the war.
Charles, you know World War II? You know what that was, right?
Of course.
These geisha houses, guys came back with the drip, with every kind of running sore. You know, look at what they risked. To be with the Asian woman.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not with the Asian woman.
Slam.
You allow somebody else.
Yeah.
To
would
put,
you let
put
this?
Put
let the man. What do you mean 5 degrees of the brown slam? What is that?
That was venereal disease.
All right. Look at Charles. You go ahead. Okay.
Okay. The whole point I'm trying to make is, this congressman. I know he's immoral. He doesn't do the right thing. But he's got to be educated enough to know that he doesn't have to go through all that to get an Asian woman.
He can go down
in the street in the city and get a prostitute.
But wouldn't you agree with me that it's one thing to get an Asian woman, it's something else entirely to have Connie Chung and with a camera crew rolling on it?
You like Connie Chung or what?
I love Connie Chung. I think she's tremendous.
What are you telling me now that Gary Condon wants to have sex with Connie Chung?
Let me tell you why I think he wants to have an interview with Connie Chung. You ever hear that part?
What's that?
The reason he would like to have an interview with Connie Chung is because she would not, I don't think she will hit him as hard with the hard questions
that some other newscaster would.
I do not, but I believe that he'll be able to avoid a direct question and talk around it like most politicians do.
I agree.
Whereas a real interview, they would pin him down. Rush Limbaugh wouldn't let that man get by without answering the question.
Yeah, but
watch him dance around the question.
You're right.
And watch her let him get away with it.
The idea of Gary Condit imagining himself having sex with Rush Limbaugh would cause him to have diarrhea for a year.
But, you know, this interview is not about sex.
Yeah.
It's about his guilt or innocence with this young lady.
Well, but the point I'm trying to make is the last...
It's not about sex.
No, I understand that, but you brought Rush Limbaugh in. He doesn't give a professional grade.
I was using him as an example.
I mean, I don't know.
No, he doesn't, and let's take him out of this, okay?
Gary thinks it would be cool to tell his buddies in the locker room about having Connie Chung's face stuffed in his crotch. And
will you please...
Come on. You're on national radio.
You are.
You have a little more respect for the people.
Absolutely.
Just because you've got these poor moral standards doesn't mean the rest of America does. Okay? You should have a little more respect for the people that's listening to these conversations. You can't use a better choice of words.
Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Gary Condit is a man with a lot of problems, Margaret. Margaret Gray is with us, by the way, from her nationally syndicated column, A Little Bird Told Me. Tomorrow night, Connie Chung interviews Gary Condit on ABC. Now, this is a guy who has a lot of problems. He needs to get his story to the American people to get this image thing under control. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, Phil, of course, and that's why he chooses the Oriental. She's agreeable. A female Asian American reporter is not going to be argumentative. She's not going to be hard-hitting. Phil, up until 2 days ago, Connie Chung couldn't get arrested. Now she's got a shot to get herself back in the limelight. Do you think she's going to run the risk of having herself and her camera crew thrown into the street by asking the wrong question? No. She'll be as friendly, as pleasant, and as non-threatening as possible, because every second she can stay on camera with Gary Condit is another second her career lives and doesn't die as it was doing.
And so she's going to allow that guy to think she's going to give him oral sex just so she can get the interview.
What she's got. She's going to use what the Asian woman has always been able to use when it comes to American men, especially white American men, the promise of insanely exotic, world-class oral. All right, you're telling me, Phil, if you sat down with Connie Chung, you wouldn't think about those lips wrapped around you.
All right, thank you. Here is Angel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Yes.
First of all, I have friends, personal friends, white friends, who if they want to satisfy this angst, this supposedly deep-rooted desire that you say white American men have,
yeah,
they can go to a massage parlor and pay $50 and get it from an Asian woman, because you're not specifying, you're just saying Asian women.
Well, wait a second. A massage parlor is, if you want to get six different shades of the drip, if you want the brown
come on. That's why they make condoms, and that's why they got two different condoms. You know, they have, they have regular latex, and they have polyurethane for that.
Are you polyurethane? Wonderful. I'm glad you know all of it. What is that? You put that around your penis, or you put that on the end of a rim of a car? What is that?
Well, I'm telling you right now that this is
All right. Let me jump in here. Most guys, I would say, and I do believe most men are not comfortable with the idea of going to a massage parlor. And
well, that's the point I'm trying to make. That's number one. Number two, it's a fantasy. It doesn't mean the man's going to indulge in it, but if it comes his way. Now, Angel, I don't know how old you are, but if Connie Chung was sitting across from you, you know what I'm saying? The last thing you'd be thinking about was, well, I think I'll answer all these questions.
First thing I'd be thinking about, I gotta tell you, is hope I'm answering these questions correctly.
You
and I'm like a total boob on national TV.
I beg your pardon?
First thing I'm gonna do is make sure I answer my questions and pick my questions correctly and answer my questions correctly before I sound like a total boob on national television. The last thing in my mind is gonna be a sexual attraction to this woman on national TV.
You wouldn't imagine your hand on the back of her head.
You're a nutcase. You really are. You're a trip.
Well, you've got to be out of your mind. Imagine your hand.
I am telling both of you that if you're in the same room with Connie Chung, you imagine one hand on the back of her head and the other hand on your hip.
Hey, I'm not talking about your personal life.
What the hell? I mean, what is this? Is this a movie we're shooting here?
She's nuts.
Well, you know something? All right, you know, both of you can go to hell.
Oh, okay, great.
And that's the best she's got.
That's it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
You know Ben Affleck, the actor Ben Affleck, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Affleck. Anyway, yeah, it's really too bad about him. Here's a guy who's on top of the world. Here's a guy that was able to bust away from Matt Damon and that whole association. You know, there was Damon and Affleck, they were sort of together. And I guess everybody perceived they sort of came up together. And he kind of, and for a while there, it looked like he was, his star would fade and Damon was going to be the big hit. And then he comes out with Pearl Harbor and he's done some interesting things and he's been able to make a name for himself and live high on the hog. And I imagine be a celebrated new young celebrity about town. And the guy can't hold a drink. Now, can you imagine being, how old is he, 28, 29, 30? Can you imagine being 28 or 29 or 30 years of age? I don't care how bad they say Pearl Harbor is. The movie made a lot of bread, and everybody went to see it, and it's a big, big thing. I don't know whether he's bankable, whether he ain't. I guarantee you the guy got to pull a few jobs off of that movie. I mean, come on. And you know, everybody recognizes him. Everybody wants your autograph. Guy's going to parties. He's, I don't know what kind of pad this cat was able to buy from the bread he made off that movie and the car he driving. And he can't have a beer. He can't. I don't know whether it's he can't have a beer. He can't hold it. He's a little sloppy with a drink. I don't know what the problem is. But this guy's got to go to a party and go, hi, I'd like a Diet Coke, please. A little twist of lemon there. Oh, sure. You want a beer? No, that's okay. Diet soda, please. Yeah, can I have a... Well, what do you want? You want like a little Johnny Walker on the rocks? No, I'll just have a club soda, thank you. It's got to suck. I don't care what you say. And I don't know, what was it, People Magazine? It had the different nut houses. I shouldn't call them nut houses. They had the different, well, you know, the different rehab clinics, nut house, rehab clinic, that the different celebrities go to. And, yeah, could I have a Shirley Temple, please? That's good. Tell me that doesn't hurt. Tell me that doesn't sting. Walking in there and wanting to have a belt and you can't. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you're an old man, 50, 60, you got cancer, your liver is rotten out of your, you know, your pancreas, everything's just falling apart. You know, you're like Errol Flynn or one of those old lushes, Clark Gable, one of those tired old broken down alcoholics. You know, the good old days, Spencer Tracy. Did you ever get a look at that guy? Did you ever see one of those, that guy's old movies? You talk about a guy next to a jug. Or how about that Peter O'Toole? Peter O'Toole, great actor. And you figure that guy's just a juice hound. He's going to drink himself right into the ground. That's fine. Because that cat hadn't made a movie in how long? But Ben Affleck, you figure he's got a couple of more years he can power it down. Really go to town. And now they're telling him, no, you can't. What happened? Did he check himself in? If I found out that he checked himself in, I'm going to kick his ass. He did? Okay, that's it. I'm leaving. Thank you very much. I'm on my way to kick his ass. Put a tape up or something, Mike. Craig, put a tape up, okay? I got to go kick Ben Affleck's ass. All right. I'm sick of it, man. Some guy checks himself into rehab. I'm kicking his ass.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Yes, I would like to talk to the coach, please.
Who am I speaking with? This is Coach Dozier.
This is Linda.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you? Do you have a boy in my program?
He sounds like a damn Hitler that was an Aryan perfect species of people.
Do you have a boy in my football program?
I have had, no, my boys are up and up.
You're up
but,
and up?
Yes. I was talking to my daughter today,
yeah.
And I said, darling, let me tell you something.
Is this going to take long?
It's changing. And it's changing faster than human beings can evolve.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was talking about the asthma and the allergies.
Well, watch your language,
Coach. And
I'm going
to tell you about this son of a bitch,
hey,
this
listen.
Coach son of a bitch.
Yeah, my name is Coach Dozier. Don't you ever forget it. I'm 151.
Well, excuse me, Coach. Let me tell you something. What are you, a Hitler?
And four ties.
You want an Aryan society?
Let me tell you something.
You have the same thing that you're calling these little children.
Some nights my mother,
and
my
pussies,
mother,
and I don't like that word,
my mother,
sir.
Would have one man from each branch of the service in her bed. She used to yell out Army, Navy, Air Force,
Marine.
Well,
I'm sorry what your mama did to you.
My mama had
you could either become a bigger man from it,
damn National
or you could be a lesser man, and that is what you chose.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Any kid has his mama pick him up from practice and drop him off as a pussy.
Let me tell you something. I had five kids, sir, and their father deserted them.
How many fathers?
Oh,
one.
Wow.
One father.
What kind of a comment is that?
Just checking.
Yeah, just checking.
I had one father to all of my children.
I know you
actually
had one father.
I birthed four and I raised
and
my
you,
sister's
and
son.
You hatched one?
Pardon?
You mean you birthed four?
I birthed four and I raised my sister's son.
She had a stepson, as it were, right, Linda? Would you call
no,
him?
No, he
that?
Was not a stepson.
A
he
stepson?
Was my, he was my nephew.
Well, you know what? I know what your problem is, and it's something I don't like. You drink, don't you?
No, you do. I do not.
Yes, you do. You're drinking right now, aren't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. If there's something that pisses me off, it's a woman that drinks. My mother had liquor on her breath.
How in the hell can you say that to me, sir?
I'll tell you how I'm saying. You said stepson. It's stepson.
Yes.
You're next to a jug?
Well, I will have to tell you, sir, I have two abscesses in my teeth.
Two what?
Abscesses.
Two upsets. Don't blame me because your sons are faulty. Did you have the semen of your husband checked before you had these kids? No. And now you have kids with asthma and nosebleeds.
He was my high school sweetheart.
You got an asthma and your... Boy, that must hurt.
Excuse me?
What else you got in your mouth? Come on. Now,
all right, let's get back to what we're talking about.
I mean, let me ask you, Linda, how's the moonshine this time of year?
How's the what?
The moonshine.
You know, you are a creep. You are a creep.
How do you spell that?
Creep. C-R-E-E-P.
Thank
creep.
You.
That's what she's saying you are.
You are a creep.
I'm a creep because I don't want some pussy asthma sufferer on my team, and I don't want some pussy with a nosebleed on my
but
team.
But children are suffering from the environment today.
Egghead.
Don't you understand?
From the environment today, I'm trying to make a
you're
man
an Aryan Hitler. Son of a bitch. You know that? You're an Aryan Hitler son
no,
of a bitch.
No, I'm not. I happen to be African-American.
Well, I don't care what you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what you are. But you are an Aryan son of a bitch.
You know,
that
Linda,
these poor children, you don't want this defect. You don't want that defect.
You know, Linda, you and I are an awful lot alike. We've both been kicked around by this world. My mother, your ex-husband.
I raised my kids. I did what I had to do.
I
was a nurse. I was a surgical nurse.
I
stayed on my feet.
I
had a grandmother in bed. I had another person dying. I had everybody dying around me. But let me tell you something. I had strong kids.
I bet you did. And I bet you were a good woman, too, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't judge myself.
All of my life I've looked for someone that might be strong and who could equal my
I am
own.
Strong, and I'm not a drunk, and I don't drink, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, let me ask you a question.
The thing is, I don't have insurance, thank you, sir. I can't afford it.
I could provide
all
you
right?
insurance. I
but let me
you.
Tell you something.
I could support
you're
you.
You're sitting here talking
my
about
sperm's
these
been checked.
Children, and you're calling them names.
My semen's been checked.
And they have nothing to do. And
nothing
people
do.
Copulate
they can get out and play video
because
games.
They love each
football.
Other. And now I will get off the. I can get on the subject real quick
let
about how
something.
Everybody copulates just
drink.
For the hell of it.
Well, we
but
could.
You don't judge these babies,
Linda,
for what they are,
Linda.
And you're an Aryan Nazi
Linda.
Son of a bitch.
Do you have asthma?
What?
Do you have asthma?
No, I do not. Do I sound like it?
Well, you have to. I look when you're saying it, y'all. I didn't know.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I would just like to have your home phone number so you and I might have a drink. That's all I'm saying. Maybe a beer, maybe a night of bowling. I don't know what you like.
I'd cut your balls off, man.
Well, that'd be the most
what
fun I've had in a long
time. What you said about these children and how their parents did not copulate properly.
They didn't.
I don't
no.
think
the only
so.
Way you get a healthy child is if you put a woman on her hands and knees and you go right ahead and do the do, man. You're the lead driver on the bobsled, okay?
Oh, what are we talking about now, man? I thought we're talking about high school football, and I got you talking about
you are nasty,
sexual
and
positions.
I'm talking about high school football.
Not,
and you're judging these babies
okay?
because
not,
their parents populate properly, and you sound like a
me.
Damn Hitler Aryan.
I'll put you on your hands and knees, and I'm the lead driver on the
I don't think so, baby. I'd fight that.
All right, okay, come on. Freaking weirdos.
Phil Henry.
You know, there was a thing called the Warren Commission. That was back in the 60s when Kennedy was assassinated. They looked into the death of President Kennedy, and they couldn't figure out who did it. What makes them think they're going to figure out what killed Dale Earnhardt? However, they are putting as much energy and resource into that investigation as they did into the Kennedy assassination investigation. And everybody saw what happened to Dale Earnhardt. Pretty much everybody saw what happened to Kennedy if you saw Zapruder. But neither one of these guys, we know exactly what happened to him. And Dale Earnhardt, they're going to be looking into this guy's death for years. And maybe it's time we get Congress involved. Maybe if we could appoint a commission, was it the seatbelt? Did his head? I got an idea. Maybe his head went through the windshield or something. Well, I don't know. Can't you look at the guy? He's dead. In the, you know, never-ending, why do they investigate what kills guys in race cars? Can I ask you that question? Do they want to eliminate deaths at NASCAR? Do they want to race real fast and go even faster, maybe, and never kill another driver? Is that what they want to do? Is that the goal? I mean, I honest to God, I don't know what the goal is. I know the really good racing fan and the racing professional, it's to test the limits of the automotive experience, I guess, in terms of speed. And I know that those guys are our test pilots when it comes. In fact, auto racing, if you want to be very honest about it, it's the only sport that I know of that actually contributes something to society. And I think I've mentioned this before. It's the only sport that actually does contribute to something to society. They test tires, they test carburation, they test fuels, they test seat belts. The one that Dale Earnhardt was wearing, we should not use that one, okay? Don't put that in any cars. I think we figured that one out. All right. Thanks, Dale. I'm sorry. Eddie, yeah. This seatbelt? Yeah, I don't want that one, okay? All right. No seatbelt number six? Yeah, number six. All right. No number six. Okay, we got that baby figured out. They test all this stuff. No other sport. Hockey, basketball, it's all a waste of time. Football, my favorite sport, football. Biggest, fattest waste of time in the history of man on this planet is football. Even I know it. I love watching it, but it doesn't do anything. Doesn't do a thing. You could take all of those guys off the face of the earth tomorrow, and it wouldn't change a thing. Take all the automobile racing kind of a guy, driver dudes. Now you're talking, you know, some crap might go wrong. I might get Dale Earnhardt's seatbelt. But what was this thing today? It was on the front page of the sports page. 6 months later, they still don't know what the hell happened. And they got a guy in front of a camera projector. They got a screen. They've got 85 million guys in the room, and they're asking all kinds of questions. And they're asking, you know, and they don't know what the hell's going on. And they're showing it over and over and over again. And he turns and he goes into the wall, and the thing slams back, and it was a wreck. Get off it, all right? Just stop it now, because you're beginning to bother me with this Dale Earnhardt thing. You're starting to really bother me. You're going to make me sit right alongside Ben Affleck in that juice tank that he went into. No, but seriously, auto racing is that, it's that kind of, I got an old Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, tip of the cap, because they do contribute something to the world we live in. God, thank God for those guys. They really do. The rest of it's crap. Oh, what is that, Mike? I just got the word. A number of factors caused his death. Thank you. All right. Got that. Okay. Now we know. Hey, don't forget our CD. You can pick it up at philhendryshow.com online, or you can call this number, 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl available. 877-616-7445 or go to philhendryshow.com and order that baby online. philhendryshow.com, the official website of the Phil Hendry Show. All the information you need about our little show, this here thing.